Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is August 28th. 2022, and this is episode 35 of season 2, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book Max Out Your Life: Strategies for Becoming an Elite Performer by Ed Milet. This audible book will teach you numerous ways on how to max out your life and become an elite performer. We all have 86,400 seconds in a day to spend however we choose. Time is measured by our birth and death. How we use the moments in between will determine the quality of our lives. We must try our best to create experiences and legacies after we are gone. Discover your unique blessings and gifts and do not waste them away on non-important matters. Be driven by your purpose and use that purpose to fulfill your destiny. Pursue the best version of your life, who you were born to be.
Chapter 1.
Eddie Spaghetti. Things happen for me, not to me. Obstacles and setbacks are necessary in order to test to see how bad you want what you're trying to achieve. You have to constantly be adapting and changing in order to become the person that you were meant to be. If you are not growing, then you are dying. Not dying physically, but mentally and spiritually. Change for the better and not for the worse. Be an example that your children can model and look up to, and not a warning that they should avoid. Always strive to achieve your maximum potential. Be better than today than you were yesterday.
Chapter 2.
Max out your day, habit and rituals of elite performers. We are what we do. The real separator between successful and unsuccessful people is that the successful people do what needs to be done whether they are motivated or not. Habits and rituals are the things that carry us through the day when we are not motivated. Extraordinary habits are what allow successful people to perform at an elite level. Motivation should come from doing the work. Taking action generates motivation. Create positive habits that serve you and keep you on track. Be proactive and not reactive. Proactive means able to respond correctly at any given moment. The quality of your life is equal to the quality of the questions you ask yourself. What we do over and over produces results. Actions are rituals. They are the repeatable things we do every single day. They have a huge impact on our lives, whether we know it or not. What we do consistently over and over produces results or prevents us from getting the results we seek. The person with the best habits and rituals wins.
Chapter 3.
Max out your mind, change your thoughts to change your beliefs. Your beliefs will always become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Our thoughts create our beliefs. The one way to change your thinking is to change the quality of the questions you ask yourself. The average person has 75,000 thoughts every day, and 91% is exactly the same thoughts as the day before. This is why a lot of people stay in the same situations that they were in the day before. If you really want to change, you have to change what you are thinking about. If you change just 10% of your thoughts, you can dramatically change your life. Thoughts are like magnets. They draw to what you are thinking about regularly. You have to be obsessed about what you want and not about what you don't want. Your obsessions become your possessions. You only get from life what you will tolerate. You will always become the sum amount of the decisions that you have made. If you don't hate your circumstances, you will learn to tolerate them.
Chapter 4.
Max out your confidence, changing your identity, and gaining winning confidence. People who win are confident. People who struggle and lose are not confident. If you do not think that you are the best, you will never become the best. You only become confident when you believe in yourself. your self-confidence, or what you believe that you are worth equals your identity. Your identity is how you see yourself. Your self-image is your identity. Don't be a thermometer, be a thermostat. Be able to raise the temperature of your life so that you can be in control. The best way to raise your thermostat is to hang around successful people as much as possible. When you are around successful people, you rise to meet the level of heat. You must be in control of your environment. Instead of becoming a part of your environment, let your environment become a part of you. If the room is cold, raise the temperature with positivity instead of negativity. You are the average of the five people that you hang around with most of the time. Self-confidence is an internal game, not an external game. Create a life that satisfies you.
Chapter 5.
Max out your body highest possible energy. You must take care of your physical body. Feeling good is important because our body is the temple of our soul and our mind, which is the source of our strength and power. When you transform your body, you transform your life. 10 tips to get your body into its elite performance state.
1.
Hire a trainer. Go to the gym and hire someone to train you so you know that you are exercising correctly and holding you accountable.
2.
Subscribe to fitness periodicals and social media so you can be constantly informed about the latest techniques to max out your body.
3.
You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. Feed your body with good foods like fruits and vegetables.
4.
Drink lots of water. Water is 70% of your body composition.
5.
Lighter weight is better, assuming you are not trying to build muscle mass. You can do more reps correctly with lighter weights than heavier weights. You can add more weight later.
6.
Morning. Train in the morning in order to get increased energy throughout the day.
7.
Stretch. Stretch 15 minutes before and 15 minutes after a workout to decrease injury and soreness.
8.
Music. Always listen to music or inspirational podcasts like the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development in order to get to your peak performance state.
9.
5 and 5. Work out 5 days a week and do 5 resistance exercises on each body part that you are targeting that day.
10.
Measure in. Measure the amount of weight you use and the number of reps you can do. Record your weight and body fat and track your progress. What gets measured gets done. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Alba book an awesome 5 for teaching many ways on how to max out your life and become an elite performer. To find out more about this Alba book, go to www.audible.com and download this Alba book, or go to www.edmylett.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at PatrickKelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you'd like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.